Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. And today I want to know what your personal biases are. It can feel like an awkward topic, but being able to recognize and mitigate a personal bias that you have is going to improve your small business decision making in ways that you can't even imagine. We all have personal biases, right? They come from our experiences, our beliefs, our culture, and our preferences. And these unconscious biases are the things that creep in and make our decision-making less effective. They are automatic, little mental shortcuts that our brain takes based on what it's learned as part of growing up, the cultural environment you were raised in, your own personal experiences. And if you think you don't have them, then let me ask you a question. Have you ever met someone who you instantly liked? You just clicked. You don't know that person. You don't know them well enough to be having the reaction that you're having. But that is unconscious bias at work. We tend to think of unconscious bias only in terms of the negative, but we might miss it when we're looking at it in terms of something that we view as more positive. You might have been able to recognize it more clearly if I asked you if you met someone and you instantly disliked them, because we associate unconscious bias with us making a negative decision. Our unconscious bias can influence hiring, we're all really aware of that one, but it can influence how you spend your money, it can influence how you run your business day to day. And as small business owners, this is really important for us to be aware of, because each of our decisions has such a big impact on our business. So unconscious bias is about fairness, and that's what we're used to talking about it in, but it's also about making the choices for your business that are really the best for your business. If you only ever hire people who are like you, because in the online space, we talk all the time about clone yourself, unconsciously, something is telling you that someone just like you would be the best qualified for that job. You don't have any data to back that up. One thing that we see a lot of in business situations is called the halo effect. And this is where there's like one positive trait about someone or something that makes you overlook some not so great parts of them. This can be that you have, for example, a top performer in your team. The clients love them. They can't get enough of that person. And so you're willing to overlook that that person is making your culture at work uncomfortable for everyone else. Not because you're sitting there and going, I'm choosing to overlook this, but you almost don't see the negative effect because the positive effect is so big for you. So we all have personal biases. They show up in interactions with other people, but they also show up in interactions in our business life, and especially in how we make decisions. So how do we combat this when it's so ingrained? Well, one of the things you can do in your business is add reflection. Take a moment and have a look at the decisions that worked and didn't work, and ask yourself what you missed. Was there something that you overlooked? So the idea here is to reflect on your past decisions in order to help you learn from the experience. And remember that once you've looked back with the 2020 hindsight that we all love so much, and you figure out maybe this was what it was, what counts now is what you do with it going forwards. So we need to look at how we can build systems that rely on data and very structured criteria. So when you're hiring, for example, maybe you are doing a blind review of CVs that has a scoring system that allows you to select the candidates. So you don't actually know anything about them other than the relevant data for the job. So you can look at where you're making decisions and ask yourself how you could make that decision better in the future. We want to make sure that doesn't happen again. What is the system that makes that not happen again? The second thing that's key is building diverse teams. This means a mix of gender, race, age, background. You want these diverse viewpoints to challenge you, to look for creative solutions, to talk about why things are a problem. And you need it to avoid groupthink that happens. So groupthink is where one person has an idea and everybody just climbs on that one idea and then you can't see anything else. It's hard to have groupthink in that diverse situation. It's not just enough to want to create a diverse team. You have to create the culture where that diverse team that you've created feels safe turning up as themselves and speaking up as themselves in order for any of the diversity gains to happen. And finally, we have to face the fact that we are probably going to spend the rest of our lives combating this personal bias. That means we have to take the time to make sure that we're educating ourselves, we're educating our team, that we understand what different types of biases there are, how they show up in our decision making. When you're more aware of your personal biases and you're actively working to mitigate them, that inspires your team to do the same. And that not only gets us better business decisions all around, but it creates a much more inclusive culture, which I think everyone would say that they want. Remember that as you reflect, there will be mistakes that you have made in the past, but you get to learn and evolve and take your business along with you.